As John Thrasher's new role as FSU president was confirmed, a group of about 50 students continued their protests against him. An FSU representative told the students Thrasher would meet with them, and Monday, when he walked in for his first official day as president, he did. The students came with a list of demands to the former state senator. Thrasher told the students he'd need time to review the list. The hour-long exchange left graduate student Ralph Wilson less than impressed.
We have to harness the power that students have. Thanks to people like John Thrasher and politicians, it's a decreasing amount of power that students have.
These students have protested the presidential search process, FSU's contracts with the Koch Foundation, and have blasted the way the university has responded to a federal investigation into sexual assault allegations against the school's star quarterback. But there are more than 40,000 other students at Florida State, and even more faculty and staff. And Thrasher has been reaching out to them as well. He's been reintroducing himself to FSU and trying to put the recent past behind him. That includes the presidential search process, which has widely been acknowledged as flawed by many, including a person Thrasher calls a friend, Board of Governors member Dean Colson.
I think Senator Thrasher is going to be a really good president. My biggest regret is we did not arrive at this moment in time following a search process that all constituencies feel good about. I think Senator Thrasher could have emerged as the best qualified candidate from such a process. If that had happened, both the university and its new president would have been better served.
Colson's remarks came during Thrasher's confirmation hearing before the Board of Governors, and Thrasher says Colson does make a good point.
I hope we can now move on. I hope we can move away from that and measure me basically as president by the work I do and my performance and how we do, and I'm perfectly willing to have that measurement made.
Thrasher, a former House Speaker and powerful legislative leader, says the transition to university president has included a steep learning curve.
In this job, you have an enormous amount of responsibility and a lot of entities that are out there that you really don't have a lot of direct control over. But the president then has to assimilate all that together and try to come up with the best possible decisions and visions for the university. So it's a lot different in that respect, I think, and sometimes challenging. But on the other hand, they're talented people who have this university's best interest at heart.
Thrasher's zeal for FSU is well known. FSU's medical school is named after him, but he's got a lot of work to do. He's got to finish off the school's billion-dollar donor campaign started under former President Eric Barron. The university is $600 million the way there. He's also got to help increase FSU's national ranking, which slid this year, and most importantly, help the school recover from what's been a rough year in the public eye. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.